here. I appreciate your support. We are the enemies of the state, so says Jen Psaki. You, me, we're the enemies of the state. Why? Because we don't go lockstep with everything put forth by progressives and their handmaidens in the news media. So you having an independent thinking mind, that makes you an enemy of the state. Pete Hoekstra here, retired U.S. ambassador to the Netherlands and formerly the House Intel Committee chair. Pete, good to have you back.
Great to be with you. Good morning, Steve.
And I want to get to the enemies of the state thing, but first of all, let's start with the latest show trial, which is really like the third impeachment attempt against Donald Trump. This hand, they call it a select committee. What it really is a hand-selected group of people by Nancy Pelosi who are hateful of Donald Trump and Adam Schiff doing his little teary-eyed routine yesterday, and you've got these police officers doing their teary-eyed routine, and you look at their backgrounds of the police officers, and you find a bunch of anti-Trump nonsense and nastiness on their social media accounts, and none of this is legitimate, is it?
No, really, it's not. You know, what Nancy Pelosi did, what the speaker did, was really unprecedented. You know, she said, hey, I'm going to pick 8 people for this committee. The minority leader is going to pick, I think it was 6 or 7. It was going to be 6. And then she said, I've got veto approval as to who can be on or not. And she vetoed 2 of McCarthy's picks. I don't think that's ever happened in the history of Congress where the speaker has exercised that kind of, authority over the minority member. Over the ranking member, over the opposition. And so, yeah, what she now has is she has, her Democrats on the committee, and she's got Lynn Cheney and Adam Kinzinger as the Republican members of that committee. And, of course, these are the 2 most outspoken anti-Trump folks. They've made their career on being anti-Trump. And you have a select committee that is a show trial of Donald Trump, where there's no one who has a differing point of view.
Right. And so it's interesting because to me, it appears to be an open attempt to try to paint anybody who voted for Trump. I mean, I heard Chuck Schumer say this week, the 74 million people that voted for Trump, he's vile. He's a racist. And so therefore, by extension, you voting for him, you're vile. You're a racist. You're this horrible human being. If you supported Donald Trump over this nice, sweet guy, Joe Biden. But I think it's not working for them. Confidence in America, according to the latest USA Today Suffolk poll, confidence, optimism about the future has dropped 20 points in 8 weeks. It went from being almost 2/3 were optimistic to less than half. And you've got the border. You've got inflation. You've got the resurgence of COVID that they had been taking a victory lap on for all intents and purposes. I don't think that there's much political capital left in this administration. I think they're in deep trouble, and I think they know it, Pete.
Well, they're burning through it very, very quickly. But it's interesting, you know, I wrote this op-ed last week on enemies of the state. A reporter for the New York Times yesterday came out and basically echoed Chuck Schumer. He said anyone who voted for Donald Trump could be considered an enemy of the state. And the scary thing is, as soon as you brand somebody as an enemy of the state or a threat to the state, this administration is taking that as meaning they can unleash the authorities of the state against us, whether it's the FBI, whether it's the Department of Justice, whether it's collaborating with social media titans, and to limit our free speech. It's getting to be a very, very scary world. And, you know, Joe Biden doesn't have a problem with it. The left, amazingly, has no problem with the infringement of free speech in America today.
Let me ask you this, because in your position as House Intel Committee Chair, you dealt, I would say, from time to time with the FBI. It would be a fair guess on my part. And as a result, you had a chance to work with the FBI. And at the time, maybe the premier investigative agency in the world. But lately, the FBI tangled up in this mess with the plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer. We know at least a dozen informants and agents of the FBI were involved. They were directing that whole scenario to occur with a bunch of, lonely, out-of-work guys that they talked into doing that thing. So that's a mess. Then one of those gets arrested for beating up his girlfriend after a sex party on a Saturday night, which sadly is sounding more and more like the FBI on a Saturday night because they have a bunch of other sexcapades issues going on. And then the real question that I want to know about January the 6th is, are the rumors about the FBI being implanted in that crowd also true? Were they also having informants and agents in there instigating what happened on January the 6th? That is a pivotal question for me. Your thoughts?
It should be. I mean, the FBI's record over the last 4 or 5 years has been atrocious. You know, you bring up a number of cases, but also go back to the Russian hoax. You know, where Donald Trump's election was engineered by the Russians. Donald Trump was a tool of the Russians. It was a completely fabricated story. The FBI used false information to get FISA warrants, foreign intelligence surveillance warrants, against the people in the Trump campaign. It was a political operation run out of the highest levels of the FBI. The disappointing thing, Steve, is that the questions that you and I may have about the FBI's role on January 6th, those will never be answered. We will never know how much Nancy Pelosi, how much the Capitol Hill police, the sergeant of arms, how much did they know about what might be happening on January 6th? Why weren't they prepared? There's lots of information that appears to say they knew something big was going to be happening on January 6th, and they let it happen. But, you know, we will never know because those tough questions and embarrassing questions to the government will never be asked. And if they are not asked, they will not be answered.
Yeah, here's the, you know, the point being is there's all this videotape, a lot of it showing people being led into the Capitol. We'll never know anything about that. But the media keeps using the term insurrection, as do some politicians. Nobody's been charged with insurrection or treason or anything else that would even approach that sort of crime. These were hooligans, for the most part. The ones that went in were hooligans. And many of the cases that have been dismissed were dismissed because they were misdemeanors. Real quickly, Pete, we got about a minute here. But as I look at what's going on in the country, the defund the police failing, the economy and inflation failing, the border an absolute disaster, the COVID, the pandemic, obviously big trouble there on the horizon again. I think the Democrats are in big trouble come November 2022. Your thoughts?
My thoughts is they know it. They'll do everything to defeat conservatives and Republicans. Take a look at it. We have a friend of ours, Tudor Dixon, who was censored by Facebook in the last week and a half. Because she put out an ad that talked about Whitmer's numbers going south. So, you know, you're not only fighting the ideas and the policies of the Democrats, you're also fighting social media and the giants who support the Democratic Party and their objectives. I'm sure we're going to be talking about the censorship by social media and their attempt to guide political debate in this country. That's going to be the issue over the next 12 months.
Socialist media. And if Facebook and these companies are going to weigh in the way they did, I think they should be required to put forth their in-kind contribution to certain campaigns. That's a conversation for another day. But in-kind contributions have to be considered when you make your campaign filings. Pete Hoekstra, always appreciate it, sir. Thank you for being here.
Hey, great. Thank you.
There you have it. Former House Intel Committee Chair, former Ambassador to the Netherlands. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.